Patricia KNDY Weatherai Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Friday, mostly sunny, breezy in the upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms late with a low of 65. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For a Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms with a high of 72. Saturday night, slight chance of storms. We'll see temperatures at 42 degrees. Currently, it's 71.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Senate Ag Committee voted to send the USDA nominations of Greg Ibaugh from Nebraska and Bill Northey from Iowa on to the full Senate for consideration. Ibaugh, nominated to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Northey, nominated to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services. Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said the Senate Ag Committee continues to advance USDA nominees as swiftly as possible, and we expect a quick confirmation from the U.S. Senate. Ibaugh and Northey are qualified and respected public servants who know agriculture firsthand, and they will serve rural America well at USDA. The Senate Ag Committee held a hearing on the nominees back October the 5th, and both nominees have full support of more than 60 farm organizations. More than 15 countries in the Western Hemisphere have sent officials to the Ethanol Summit of the Americas to talk over current and future ethanol opportunities in the region. The event runs through today and is sponsored by the U.S. Grains Council, Renewable Fuel Association, and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Tom Slight, U.S. Grains Council President and CEO, says increasing cooperation between ethanol industries supports economic growth to all countries involved. He said collaborative efforts like this pave the way for expanded ethanol use across the region. RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen says the dialogue is desperately needed across the industry due to a growing protectionism among many countries in the world. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment, leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The boyfriend of a Wichita woman whose 3-year-old son was found encased in concrete has pled not guilty to charges involving the child's father. 40-year-old Stephen Bodine is charged with aggravated assault and criminal damage to property.
Bodine allegedly threatened Carlo Brewer with a hatchet and slashed his vehicle's tires on August 11th. No one has been charged yet in the boy's death. Relatives of a man who died at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility are alleging that a fungus infected his brain and slowly killed him while his pleas for help were ignored. The lawsuit claims that Marquez Davis died in April after suffering for 4 months while his vision blurred, his speech slurred, and he became so disoriented that he drank his own urine. The lawsuit names the private prison health care contractor, Corizon, which provides health care throughout the Kansas prison system. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 3434 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3434.
The owner of a Kansas City area restaurant has pled guilty to impeding an investigation of a back pay case. The U.S. Department of Labor says that Yong Lin, president of China Garden Buffet in Merriam, Kansas, could face up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. The department said that Lin twice supplied false records to investigators, who later determined the company owed 56 employees over $700,000 in back wages. A new report is highlighting growing concerns that farm foreclosures will be the greatest challenge to rural banks in Midwestern states in the future. The Rural Midwest Index for the region rose slightly to 45.3 in October from 39.6 in September. A survey of bank CEOs says about 10% of them expect their operations to be hit hard by farm foreclosures in the next 5 years. Weak farm income and low commodity prices are being blamed. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A judge will rule on efforts to recall a Central Nebraska school board member. Residents filed a petition seeking the recall of Broken Bow School Board Chairman Carl French. But French and 2 other board members voted against setting an election because they contend the petition was filed 3 days too late. The residents then filed a petition in Custer County District Court. An Omaha woman who runs an early education center has been chosen to fill an open seat in the Nebraska legislature. Governor Ricketts appointed Teresa Thibodeau to serve in the legislative District 6. She replaces former state senator Joni Craighead, who resigned from the legislature last month. Thibodeau and her husband are the owners of a daycare and early education facility. A new report from the American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska says that women housed in Nebraska prisons and largest jails are paying as much as 50% more for feminine hygiene products than they would have at a local store. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and continued discussion of upgrades for the jail. Interviews with four architectural firms have been completed, and commissioners agreed to begin a conversation with the Kansas City firm, Trainer Architects, in developing plans and costs. Cleanup efforts continue this week at the current jail and dispatch center following the fire set by inmates as part of the jailbreak last Saturday afternoon. Dispatch operations continue being housed at the Marysville Police Department, and the temporary phone number for non-emergency calls remains 785-619-6642. The 911 system remains in operation. Vehicle inspections have been temporarily relocated to the courthouse basement. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the road and bridge supervisor regarding options for rebuilding, updating, or replacing the scraper. Commissioners deferred a decision on a request from the post office for adding gravel to a mail route in Strawberry Township, saying it was not the county responsibility to mandate the township provide gravel for a road with no mailboxes or a school route. At the Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last Monday, Miles Hanslick and Mike Clough were appointed to the Nemaha County Fire District No. 3 Board at the recommendation of current board members. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com, at our Facebook page. Water pressure for Southern Gage County residents should return to normal end of the week as work on cleaning the Wymore Rural Water Tower is completed. It was drained Tuesday, and the work is scheduled every other year. Water pressure is expected to be restored by late Friday. Sunflower Credit Union will host a groundbreaking Friday afternoon, 4 p.m., at the site for their new banking facility to be constructed on the northeast corner of the South 400 block of Broadway. Plans for the new building will allow expansion past their current offices, as the credit union has recently received approval to expand the types of members they're allowed to serve. They have purchased the entire north half block, with the potential for other businesses being developed to the west. The location formerly was housing, several of which were taken down several years ago following development of the West Overpass and redevelopment in the area. Gene P. Brabick, age 57, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Graveside funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gene Brabick.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, it looks like we'll see dry weather for today. Definitely going to be windy in some areas across the central upper parts of the Midwest. We do have a strong low pressure system moving into the area tomorrow, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms. It does look like some areas of the Midwest and upper Midwest could see a chance for some severe weather. Once that cold front moves through, going to see cooler temperatures back into the 60s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly sunny, breezy in the upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms late, low at 65. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 72. For Saturday night, slight chance of storms with a low near 42. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 68. And Sunday night, mostly clear. That's Look Your Forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It's the preseason stock-up event going on now at Reflections Hallmark. Now through Sunday, buy one, get one free on Hallmark Holiday Boxed Cards, Holiday Stationery, Holiday Gift Wraps, select Hallmark Gift Ornaments, and more. It's your chance to stock up for less during the preseason stock-up event at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature, mid-October 67, record high on this date 88, 1963. The average low 44 and the record low is 20 in 1972. Sunset this evening 6:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:38.
Does a mild October mean a harsh winter? We'll take a look at what old-time weather wisdom has to say on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5285. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5285. That's 1-800-976-5285. 1-800-976-5285.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 20th, the 293rd day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle was born on this day. Can weather lore tell us what the upcoming winter will be like? Most old-time wisdom makes an association between a mild October and a harsh winter. A warm October, a cold February, goes one proverb. Another says, when leaves fall early, fall and winter will be mild. When leaves fall late, winter will be hard and wild. And there is some good reasoning behind those axioms. An entrenched pattern will eventually be followed by contrasting conditions. And as macro weather situations are slow to change, it's no wonder that one seems to lead to the other. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local range forecast at almanac.com.
Go Orangemen and Lady O's. Playa Azul is proud to support the Beatrice Cross Country team and knows the state qualifiers will do an amazing job competing at the state meet. Good luck, guys and girls, from your friends and fans at Playa Azul and Beatrice. Authentic Mexican food, family-friendly, and the best service.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Derek Carr threw a two-yard touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree on the final play after the game was extended by two straight defensive holding calls, and the Raiders snapped a four-game losing streak with a 31-30 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. The game had a wild finish with Oakland having two apparent winning touchdowns wiped out by penalty and the Chiefs committing the two penalties that extended the game. Oakland Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch was ejected after shoving an official. Lynch came off the bench after quarterback Derek Carr was hit late by Kansas City's Marcus Peters in the second quarter. Lynch got into the middle of a scuffle and ended up shoving line judge Julian Mapp. Next up for the Chiefs will be a Monday night football game on October 30th at Arrowhead Stadium against the Denver Broncos. Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 3434 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3434.
Heading into the 2017-2018 basketball season, coaches across the country are thinking highly of KU and Wichita State. In familiar territory, the Jayhawks are ranked number 3 in the USA Today preseason coaches poll. The Shockers are ranked number 8th in the poll, which is the program's highest preseason ranking in 36 years. Traditional powerhouse Duke is number 1 in the preseason, followed by Michigan State, KU, Kentucky, Arizona, Villanova, Florida, WSU, North Carolina, and West Virginia, rounding out the USA preseason coaches poll top 10. Baylor at number 24 joins KU and West Virginia as Big 12 representatives in the preseason top 25. Cincinnati at number 13 joins the Shockers in representing the American Athletic Conference in the poll. Have a good weekend, everyone. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville back home hosting Minneapolis. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Wakefield, live on FM 95.5. Washington County's at Wabunsee, Frankfort at Wetmore. Axtell travels to Blue Valley, Lynn is at Tescott. Valley Heights entertains Centralia, and Southern is at Lincoln Christian. Again, our broadcast feature, Minneapolis at Marysville, and Wakefield at Hanover. Substate volleyball is Saturday. 1A Division 1 at Centralia. Top seed Lady Panthers host with a bye first round. Frankfort is number 3 seed and faces Onega first round. Second seed is Valley Falls. Fourth seed Troy. Fifth seed Donovan West. And sixth seed is Onega. 1A Division 1 at Clifton Clyde. Top seed Hanover and second seed Washington County receive byes in the first round. Clifton Clyde is third seed, Pike Valley fourth, Wakefield fifth seed, and Rock Hill sixth. 1A Division 2 at Axtell. Top seed Lady Eagles host with a bye first round. First round byes as well for second seed Blue Valley and third seed Lynn, with Wetmore the number 4 seed and St. Xavier fifth. 2A at Salina Sacred Heart, Valley Heights is third seed to Central Plains and Sacred Heart. The Lady Mustangs face sixth seed Lincoln in the first round. Republic County is 7th seed and El Saline 8th. 4A Division 2 at Holton. Marysville is number 3 seed and faces 2nd seed Holton first round. Top seed Chapman squares off with 4th seed Rock Creek. Substate volleyball pairings listed on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website and our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
K-State fans, men's basketball tickets are on sale now. The Wildcats host 19 home games and tickets start at less than $10. Get the Big Game Mini Plan that includes all 10 weekend games and the Big Monday game against KU for just $250. Or pick the Pick 5 Plan for only $75 and choose any 5 games, excluding KU. Be in Bramlage this season as the Cats host Big 12 rivals and the Georgia Bulldogs as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your K-State men's basketball tickets today.
State Bank of Odell admires the Diller Odell High students who study hard and excel in academics like music, drama, the arts, science, and FFA. Today's students can be tomorrow's leaders in areas of innovation. The Diller Odell Scholars make the community proud. From State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
It's pumpkin season and time to don our front steps and tabletops with jack-o'-lanterns. This fall tradition dates back several centuries to a man nicknamed Stingy Jack. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The Irish myth says Jack made a deal with the devil and tricked him into not claiming his soul. When Jack died, God would not allow him into heaven, and the devil would not allow him into hell. Instead, the devil sent him into the night with just a burning coal. Jack placed the coal in a carved-out turnip and is said to be still roaming the earth. The Irish began referring to him as Jack of the Lantern, and eventually Jack-o'-lantern. Folks began carving and placing turnips and potatoes in their windows to scare away stingy Jack. When the Irish arrived in the U.S., they discovered pumpkins made the perfect jack-o'-lanterns. The tradition continues to this day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
This land in southwest Texas appeared to be barren ranch country. You could buy it for a relatively cheap price, and the stock could roam for miles to graze on a little grass and water. But Ira Yates noticed something that changed the area. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Ira Yates was a rancher in West Texas. In the early 1920s, he began to notice something on his horseback rides in the area.
Mr. Yates, when he was riding horseback, he'd see seeps of oil in the canyons and down on the river had a film of oil on it, and he kept trying to get the oil companies to drill.
Snooks Colette says oil companies had drilled on some of the Yates land to no avail. But Yates was convinced there was oil in the area because he kept seeing it on the ground. In 1926, they tried again. This time in a place today known as Discovery Canyon.
And that well blew in. Now, there were no tanks or no lines or no pipes or nothing. And they were just trying to hold that oil down all they could. It was just spraying out.
Interestingly, Snook's grandfather ranched in the area as well and was offered to buy the ranch. She says he could have bought it for
$250 an acre and then finally $225 and didn't take it. Oh, no. I would be as rich as my friend Ira Yates.
Descendant of Mr. Yates, who struck oil. Nonetheless, Snooks still enjoys telling the story about the oil field. There was really no infrastructure in the area at the time. A boom town sprung up around the only building out there and got a logical name.
There was a little old town called Red Barn down here because Mr. Yates had an old red barn right down here about a mile and a half, 2 miles south of town.
It never got bigger than 75 people, but it did provide services for the many heading to this new oil field. But another town sprang up to take the place of Red Barn, and it has quite a story. That's next time as we travel the countryside near old Red Barn, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.
One of the most feared spiders in the U.S. is the Black Widow. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Actually, they're not as aggressive as you might think, and good sanitation will keep these spiders away as you're living the country life.
Living the country life.
ideas, and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I am not a fan of spiders. I know they're beneficial to have around, but just the sight of them makes me cringe. If I ever see a black widow, I'll probably pass out. Holly Schwarting is an entomology research assistant at Kansas State University. She says black widows are fairly reclusive. They prefer to set up housekeeping in wood piles, old machinery, and other stuff that hasn't been disturbed for a long period of time.
She's probably about a half of an inch long. She's all black with a very shiny, very round, bulbous abdomen. Generally, we think of the black widow as having the red hourglass figure on the underside of her body. However, this isn't always a perfect way of identifying them because that red hourglass can be a nice-looking hourglass. It can be a spot. It can range from yellow to red.
The males are much smaller, thinner, and may have white or yellow markings, and their bite is not venomous, unlike the female. Contrary to horror movies, the black widow is not out to get you. Schwarting says biting is usually a last resort when the spider feels like she's being threatened.
The female spins an egg sac and she keeps it in her web. And I have seen when females have an egg sac there, they do tend to be quite a bit more aggressive because they're looking to protect their offspring. So in that case, yes, I've seen them kind of charge out at people that are disturbing their web. But for the most part, they're going to try and get away from you as much as possible.
Sanitation is the key to prevent the spider from taking up residency. Don't let stuff accumulate and go undisturbed for long periods of time. If you get bit by a black widow, you should see a doctor. However, Schwarting says the bite is rarely fatal. Learn more about black widow spiders at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a real estate auction. A house at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville will sell for Charles and Desiree Bradley on Tuesday, October 24th. Sale to be held at 6:30 p.m. This is a spacious 5 or 6 bedroom home, 3 finished floors, a 2-car attached garage. The house has plenty of room, is close to schools and downtown. The home sits on a corner lot. For an inspection, call Valerie at 713-1466. For information, go online to DonaldPearlRealtyAuction.com. This real estate auction of the property at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville begins at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 24th. Sale conducted by Donald Perel Realty and Auction.
consume all my darkness.
Whether we'll be able to feed everyone in the world in 2050 is only part of the question. The rest is, will we ruin the planet in the process? A five-part series starts today on the Farm Journal Report.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? Get strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
You hear about the need to ramp up food production dramatically over the next 30 years in order to feed a growing world population. At a recent lecture at Kansas State University, Jason Clay of the World Wildlife Fund said we also have to consider whether such a feat is sustainable.
We have to wake up to the fact that producing food has had the biggest impact on the planet of any human activity. And there's going to be more people with more income. How are we going to do that sustainably by 2050? That's the biggest challenge in the 21st century. And it's all happening at a speed and a scale that we're not responding to quickly enough.
Clay continues.
There's 30 to 40 years today between when we see a problem and when we actually see a result begin to hit the ground. We need to be working in a 5 to 10 year time frame, not 30 to 40 years.
Here's the paradox according to Clay. We have to produce more food for the future, but the planet may not survive more of the current production models. Part 2 in tomorrow's show. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Analysts say the connection between rural transportation infrastructure and economic opportunities for rural America is a significant one. Rod Bain with more.
How important is rural infrastructure to both rural economies and our nation's economy? Rob Boone of the Farm Credit Council said at a recent Farm Foundation forum that one way to look at it is how many roads and bridges are located in rural America.
74% of our bridges and 73% of our roads are in rural areas.
U.S. waterways supported an estimated $128 billion in ag exports 2 years ago. And University of Tennessee transportation expert Mark Burton says for rail,
40% of all rail traffic is tied one way or another to global commerce. And of that 40%, 25% is tied to trade with Canada and Mexico.
With a majority of that tonnage involving rural-based commodities, such as farm and forest-based products. Burton adds in terms of both U.S. total sales and exports.
Combined, agriculture and mining are a huge economic influence in the United States. In terms of trade, rural commerce is critical to the United States and our participation in the global economy.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
U.S. Wheat Associates announcing it will close its office located in Cairo, Egypt in December. U.S. Wheat President Vince Peterson called the decision difficult, but he said the organization saw a need to begin adjusting its activities in the Middle East and North Africa several years ago as a supply of significantly lower-priced wheat from Russia increased. The organization previously eliminated a Cairo-based marketing position in 2014. Peterson said the U.S. wheat would continue to provide trade services to government wheat buyers in Egypt, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and other countries in the region on a targeted basis. U.S. wheat is the export market development organization for the U.S. wheat industry, with funding from 17 state wheat commissions and the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Continuing as we head towards the end of the day, unfortunately, December corn is down 4 at 345. March corn down 3 3/4 at 359. December Kansas City wheat is down 4 1/4 at 425. March is down 4 at 443 1/4. November soybeans down 4 3/4 at 981 3/4. January beans down 4 3/4 at 992 1/4. December soybean meal is down 340 at 318 even. January bean meal is down 340 at 320.30. The later months are all lower. Bean oil seems to be the bright spot here with some pretty strong moves. So December bean oil is up 33 at 34.16. January bean oil up 31 points at 34.30. So technically all is not lost when it comes to grains and soybeans, but really not too many positives. A lot of volatility in the livestock complex. Some two-sided trade today for live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs. October live cattle down, make that up 15 now at 111.35. December down 5 at 116.10. The remaining months kind of alternate between up and down. October feeders up 45 at 153.60. November feeders up 7 at 152.85. But that's it. All the later months are down. Hogs have been able to rally back around. Currently, December hogs up 47 at 64.72. February hogs up 47 at 68.95. So things not as bad as they could be currently in the livestock complex. Cotton is having some struggles today. December cotton down 36 points at 66.95. Things are green on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 135 points at 23,298. The NASDAQ composite up 34 points currently, and the S&P 500 is up 11 points. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, wrapping up this week in the dairy industry with one final comment on an interesting development in technology. After this message. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com. At World Dairy Expo 17 years ago, new technology was introduced. Robotic milking, a machine that would be in place and that cows could go and really milk themselves. I remember seeing it. A lot of other people, of course, saw it that year, 17 years ago. And many of us, including me, said, there's an idea that's not going to work. It's way too expensive for a dairy farmer, and cows are not going to be trained to walk into the parlor, place themselves over the milking machine that will then attach itself to the udder of the cow. And when the cow is milked, the machine will drop away and the cow will move out. Nobody's going to take that machine. Well, we were certainly wrong. Reportedly, a farm in Michigan has planned a 24-robot installation. A dairy in South America plans a 64-robot operation. And that was the big discussion, well, among other technologies, at this year's World Dairy Expo. It has changed farming. The dairy industry has changed because, as one farmer had installed it, told me, the machine is always there. It's never late. It does not show up for work, as cow milkers sometimes do. And it has become an important part of the technology of a dairy farm. Because the other topic of conversation in Madison was the labor problem, and how much the dairy industry is depending on migrant labor. Over 6,000 of them milking cows in Wisconsin now. And again, there are families that show up for work on time. And American kids, well, they can go to work at McDonald's at hours that are friendlier than that and probably make more money. So robotic milking is the answer. Certainly not new anymore. Back with the final word after this message.
When smell flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative. Already, officials at World Dairy Expo making plans for the 52nd edition in October of next year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Every farmer knows that good soil produces good crops, but putting a dollar value on soil health is easier said than done. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X Series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores,
Choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
When farmers make decisions about soil health practices, they consider whether a practice will improve crop yields or reduce input costs. However, improving the soil is a long-term process, so it's a challenge to put a dollar value on it. Wally Tyner is a professor of ag economics at Purdue University. He says sometimes you can quantify how conservation measures will reduce operational costs.
For example, if a farmer uses a cover crop that has a mixture of legumes in it, that's going to add nitrogen to the soil so they can reduce their nitrogen input. If they do no-till, they're going to have less passage through the field. That reduces their cultivation cost.
Sounds easy enough, but it's not that cut and dried. Many farmers use no-till. However, he says the adoption rate of cover crops is still pretty low. One reason is because we don't have convincing, scientifically validated evidence that cover crops pay.
Part of the issue also is there's two kinds of they pay. One is they pay on the farm, meaning that the farmer sees it in his or her bottom line. The other is that cover crops and no-till reduce soil erosion, they reduce nitrate leakage, and those are societal benefits. We need to come up with ways that farmers who produce those societal benefits get compensated for those, and we haven't done that yet.
Tyner says the Soil Health Institute is starting a project this year to study the cost reductions that they know exist and quantify what they actually amount to. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the economics of soil health at agriculture.com.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of our 113 years of co-op history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, livestock producers sometimes only have one payday a year. That's when the transaction is made at the sale barn. That's why Congress is currently trying to pass the Securing All Livestock Equitably Act, or the SALE Act for short. SALE Act would place livestock sold to a dealer and proceeds receivables from already sold livestock in a trust until the original seller has been paid, ensuring that producers and livestock auctions have a legal recourse in the event of a dealer default or bankruptcy. The charge for this legislation is being led by freshman Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas. Congressman Marshall talks about what was happening for sale barns to push for this kind of legislation.
The dealer who makes a living going around purchasing cattle at the auction, they package the cattle together and then sell them to a feedlot. And too often what was happening was the livestock auction was not getting paid. The person that purchased the final purchaser of the cattle, the feedlot, would pay the dealer, and the dealer was not paying the livestock auction.
Marshall is not a newcomer when it comes to agriculture and sale barns.
The first job I had, off, except for the family farm, was working at a sale barn 3 miles east of El Dorado, Kansas, and little did I know that, my goodness, I guess 47 years later, I'm supposed to take some of that knowledge and put it to use in Congress.
Marshall says the SALE Act has bipartisan support.
Since day one, we have made an effort to get to know every Democrat on the Agriculture Committee. And what I try to do is understand, why is agriculture important in Florida or California or Illinois, for that matter, where there's other Democrats that are in the middle of agriculture districts?
Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall, the legislation is far from becoming law, but may very well be on the right path. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control.